Thank you for joining us for this podcast brought to you by the team at SearchWinIT.com. We're broadcasting from TechEd, Microsoft's largest annual event. Joining us now is Mark Rusinovich. Rusinovich is a Windows internals expert and founder of Winternal Software. He's also co-author of the book Windows Internals. Mark, thanks for joining us. So, Mark, what are some of the big issues that surround Microsoft security today, and what are you hearing from users?
Well, in the security pre-con, there's a big section on rootkits, and that's been a hot area of interest for a long time. I also was on a lunch panel with some Microsoft security people yesterday that had probably 150 people come to the lunch, and a lot of their questions centered around rootkits and where's malware going as far as its ability to deal with Vista technologies that are coming up to try to prevent it. What kind of weaknesses will there still be? So there are a lot of questions in those kinds of areas.
Rootkit's still a really pressing issue then, a really big problem in the Windows enterprise?
Yeah, Microsoft yesterday published Microsoft malicious software removal tool, MSRT, white paper that presents some of the statistics they've been able to collect based on it running on tens of millions of machines out there. And they found that roughly 14% of malware that they've cleaned off has a rootkit component to it that's cloaking the malware. So that's obviously 14% is way bigger than what you would have seen a year ago, and there's no question that that number is going to just go up.
What is this malware trying to do?
More and more you're seeing malware not aimed at just blind destruction or even serving up ads, but malware aimed at spying on what you're doing and capturing your passwords and pulling sensitive documents off your machine and sending it up someplace so that they can be resold and used to get money off you.
What can users do today to fight rootkits?
There are absolutely things they can do today, and Microsoft's got this defense in depth philosophy, which means applying the security at all different layers of your network, starting at the external firewalls, internal firewalls, host firewalls, antivirus, anti-spyware, running as a limited user. All of those things will keep you safer, and of course, not running something that you're not absolutely sure is clean of malware and very obvious about where it came from and what its intent is. That's the number one thing.
What about Vista and its security features? Will Vista provide a sort of victory against rootkits?
I don't think it'll be a victory, because what Vista does is boxes the malware authors into a smaller and smaller square that they can play in. And malware is going to, no question, adapt to that playing in that smaller square. It's making it much harder for malware to get onto your machine and to live there, but it will. And one of the fundamental problems that Microsoft's faced with is that they don't have any control over what you do with your computer. And if you want to run something, you want to run it. And if that has something malicious in it, like a rootkit, you're going to end up infecting yourself, despite them trying to stop you from doing it or warn you from doing it by popping up a dialog box that says, do you really want to do this?
Such a thing as a benevolent rootkit?
Not in my view, and I know there's people out there that disagree with me, but the problem with rootkits is that they change the way Windows works. They're hiding stuff from you or as a systems administrator, and it makes it impossible as a systems administrator, whether you're a home user administering your own system or somebody in a corporate environment, from performing an inventory, from performing reliable backup, from doing security auditing or updating, because you're just part of the machine's kind of off-limits to you when a rootkit's in place.
A lot of people were really infuriated by the rootkit that was sent out by Sony last winter. Why was that so controversial?
Yeah, well, we saw how that one, because of some flaws in the implementation, was more harmful than what a well-written rootkit would be, because it actually had holes in the cloaking where anybody could cloak, throw things under the cloak, and you saw some viruses come out that actually did that. But that's another example. Even if that had been perfectly written, it's still not acceptable, in my view, to have that kind of rootkit. Symantec, for example, had rootkit technology as part of their mProtect feature in their SystemWorks tool, which would hide their super, protected undelete bin so that end users wouldn't stumble upon it and delete their backups of their files, of their deleted files. And when I discovered this and talked to them about it, they became convinced that having a rootkit there, even though it was for the end user's benefit in their eyes, was a bad thing, and they removed it. So that's an example of a company realizing or accepting the fact that rootkits aren't good no matter what.
Can virtualization help at all in the fight against rootkits?
That's a whole broad area that's being researched right now. And there's, of course, virtual machine technology, and people talk about running untrusted code inside the VM so that it doesn't have access to your data and system settings on your your host machine. But that's not really tractable for end-user environments because they don't know how to start up a VM and how to share data between the VM and the host system properly. And then there's other types of virtualization where you virtualize just the modifications that the utility makes. And there's a number of third parties out there that have products that do that kind of virtualization. Windows Vista has some that kind of virtualization to help legacy apps run in limited user environments where they think they're making modifications to the system settings and really they're only making modifications that are visible to that user. But the problem with those approaches is while they stop maybe malware from modifying system settings, that doesn't stop the malware from getting access to your sensitive documents. And reading, defining what the application has should be able to read is a much harder problem than saying what should it not be able to write to screw up my machine.
Okay, Mark Rusinovich, security expert and author of Windows Internals. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, Jeff.